The conference is now being recorded.
Good afternoon. I would like to welcome everyone to the Jupiter Mines Quarter Two call. Today we have Jupiter Chief Executive Priyank Thapliyal to provide a brief update on the second quarter of the 2019 financial year, and then we will open up to questions from callers. Thanks, Priyank.
Thank you, Bree. Well, let me start off by welcoming all the shareholders who are on the call and who must have seen the report released by the company this morning. As I think the report conveys, we have by and large delivered everything which we promised at the time of the IPO of the company. The production is on track to meet the budget. It'll probably exceed the target which we have set for the team in South Africa. And the good thing is that the exceeding of the budget is not going to be compromised by the higher costs. The costs are still in line with what we had planned when we prepared the budget for the financial year 2018. So that's a very good development by the company, that we are ahead of the budget and we are still holding our costs down. We have, in fact, as we flagged time and again, identified about 250 million rands of cost savings via three or four projects. Those projects remain on track and will be delivered over the next 12 to 18 months. So once those projects are delivered, it will substantially reduce our cost of production, thereby more or less confirming or reiterating our very simple strategy of delivering the tons at as low a cost as possible, and in that process making substantial profit in South Africa, which we get our half share of, and then we basically pay it out as a distribution to the shareholders. I think you must have also picked up the announcement we made a week or two ago about our dividend, which is a very substantial yield. I think those types of yields are unheralded in the mining space. So again, it's very assuring for us as the board and us as the management that what we promised to the shareholders at the time of the IPO, we are delivering. In fact, over the last 2.5 years of Chippy's performance, we have returned about $250 million back to the shareholders, and as some of you might recall, this project only cost us $100 million to build. So in terms of our promise that the cash belongs to the shareholders and the only place it should sit is in the shareholders' pocket is again well and firmly on track. As far as the next few months is concerned, the market remains strong. There are cutbacks in China on the production side, which gives us the opportunity to put more and more tons on the train and into the market. We have sold all the product until end of October, so those prices which we have secured are more or less in line with where the market is, which again locks in a substantial profit for the company. And the other message which I think maybe we can convey in this call is that our strategy is very, very simple. I have heard a lot of feedback from shareholders who ask different sorts of questions, but maybe it's best for me to clarify that, as we said at the time of the IPO, the strategy is primarily focused on Chippy, manganese, and South Africa. That is not going to change for the next 12 to 18 months because, as I said, we have identified substantial cost savings. The mine which we have built is capable of delivering 5 million tons. We are basically progressing on a business plan of 3.5 million tons. So as and when the market opportunity arises, we will tap into that, and we can open the tap more if the market can take the manganese from South Africa. So that is largely going to be the focus. Apart from that, obviously the cost control is very, very essential. That's the name of the game in the commodity space. And there is still tremendous scope in South Africa in the manganese space. I mean, we own half the asset. Opportunities might arise in the next 12 months to increase our underlying stake. And these are the things which I call the low-hanging fruit. So that is largely going to be the focus, the barrier pillar, which we have flagged in the previous announcements. That remains the priority. And there's consolidation potential in South Africa. So I want to basically make it very clear that for the next 12 months, the focus is largely South Africa, manganese, chippy. And I would be very surprised if we do anything outside that space. I think if we can deliver all these things, there's a substantial amount of growth which we can deliver to the shareholders apart from the strong dividend yield. And frankly, if that is still not sufficient, the cash which we give to the shareholders as distributions, the shareholders can use that to buy growth elsewhere. But the board of Chippy, the board of Jupiter, and the management of Jupiter is largely focused, at least for the next 12 months, on delivering what I call the low-hanging fruit in South Africa. But apart from that, I think the only other message which I would say is that, again, picking up the themes which we had at the IPO, we still believe that manganese has a strong future. Steel making materials, the cutting production in China, some of the big manganese players, the mines which compete with the Chippy mine, they only have 10 to 15 years life left. We have 100-year life based on our resource, and that's something which positions Chippy as a very strategic asset, definitely in the hands of the Jupiter shareholders, but more so in the hands of what I call strategic players, the steelmaking companies and the traders. And we are not going to put any debt in the company. It's a debt-free company. It will remain a debt-free company. There's no need to take debt to buy growth because, in my view, based on the size of company Jupiter is, there's no other company which provides the sort of asset which Chippy has. So I think that's largely what I would like to say for this quarter for our strategy and what our focus is going to be for the next 12 months. And with that as a backdrop, I'm happy to take questions.
Thanks, Priyank. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bree from Express Virtual Meetings to conduct your question and answer session. Guests are invited to ask questions by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad now. You'll be placed in a queue. Please listen for your name and I will introduce you through to the call. Our first question is from Mark Fakira from Foster Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Hi, Priyank. It looks like a pretty strong result. Just had a couple of questions. Firstly, on the low-grade lump, what proportion or what amount did you ship during the second quarter? And secondly, just on the, I note with the EBITDA, the second quarter EBITDA was down on the first quarter, but the net profit after tax was up. I was just wondering the reason for that discrepancy. Thanks.
On the lump versus the fines question, Mark, as you know, our strategy more or less is that we want to deliver a 3 million tons per annum business plan, and depending on the market opportunity, the low-grade lump and the fines, which is stockpiled as part of the mining process, we basically ship that out into the market, primarily using trucks, but as and when the opportunity arises and we get extra rail, we move it to the rail because we get about a 250 rands per ton cost saving on the rail. So that's largely been the focus. In the second quarter, it's fair to say that we shipped substantial amount of low-grade tons. But the plan is that over the financial year, we largely want to stick to the business plan and then use that business plan as a base to put more and more stockpile tons into the market. Currently, we are probably sitting with somewhere around 100,000 tons of stock at the mine. So the focus on the second half of this year would be to come more and more towards the business plan. In terms of the EBITDA and the net profit, I think it's largely a reflection of some of the taxes and all and the royalties which we have paid in South Africa. So that's primarily the reason why the numbers are not exactly the same. And like you say, the price is slightly lower in the second quarter, but the number is a bit higher. But Melissa can provide you those details offline.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Now we have Peter Johns from 300 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Priyank. Thanks very much for taking this call and congratulations on what really has been flawless execution since the IPO. You spoke of low-hanging fruit. It seems to me that the lowest hanging fruit for the company would be the buying back of its own shares at the current price. It's been touched on in previous calls without really getting any sort of feedback from the company. Is that something that you can comment on further, whether that's at least a prospect or a consideration over the next 6 to 12 months to at least use some of the cash return to shareholders through a buyback rather than dividends?
Well, Peter, we always discuss these options at the board meeting, what is the best way to return the profit which the company has made to the shareholders, and like dividends, buybacks is always on the table. In fact, if you look historically before the IPO, most of the cash was returned to the shareholders. Not most, I think all the cash was returned to the shareholders in terms of a buyback. So I want to put it out in the market that we are not averse to buyback. We have done that in the past, and if that is the right way to return the capital to the shareholders, the board will definitely consider it at the time of the second half dividends, which might be, I think, due sometime in March or April. That said, because we had done some buybacks in the past, that was not possible at this time when we declared this $98 million of cash distribution to the shareholders back as a dividend, because we had more or less reached the limit and there was not any flexibility to do any further buybacks. And my view was that, as I've said time and again, the cash belongs to the shareholders, so rather than Jupiter sit on it, it's best to give it back to the shareholders as soon as possible.
Sure,
that's
and
why we've done the dividend, but we obviously discuss it, debate it, and I just want to make sure that whatever we do is fair for all the shareholders. And in my judgment and in the board's judgment, the dividend was the best way to return the capital when you consider all the options we had available and some of the restrictions we had that came with some.
Sure. Are those restrictions likely to be lifted by the time of the next?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, yeah. It's some sort of a ruling which basically gives you a fresh
yes.
buyback opportunity every 12 months. So that should basically come back to Jupiter, I think, start of the next calendar year.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter. Now, we don't have any further questions, Priyank.
Well, if that's the case, then I would like to thank all the people on the call and all the shareholders who have been supportive of Jupiter. And as I said, based on what I can see for the next few months, based on our sales, the next quarter looks as strong as the first half. And if that is the case, then we'll probably have good profits made in the company and they will be given out to the shareholders. On that note, I would like to thank everyone. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.